You are listening to the Lenten Devotional from Ashes to Easter, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Hi, everyone. I'm Eric Reason, the president of the North American Lutheran Seminary. Today's reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning at the 25th verse. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For consider your calling, brothers, not many of you were wise according to worldly standards, not many were powerful, not many were of noble birth, but God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. And because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption, so that, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. One of my favorite little books is entitled Not the Way It's Supposed to Be. The author is Cornelius Plantinga Jr. In this work, he gets to the heart of the biblical notion of wisdom. He writes, in the biblical view, the wise are righteous, and the righteous are wise. These are people who love and fear God, affirm God's world, live gladly within his borders, and make music according to divine time and key signatures. Note that musical metaphor. The wise are those who make music according to the divine time and key signatures. Jesus is the wisdom of God. He is Sophia. That's the Greek word for wisdom. Sophia incarnate. He lived his life in accord with the divine time and key signatures. The song of his life was in harmony with the divine triad. Unfortunately, many did not want to hear it then, and many still don't want to hear it today. Jesus simply does not harmonize with the off-key cacophony the world so often is singing. And apart from God's grace, the song of our lives is always off-key. The folly is that so many have lost an ear to God's timing and really believe that their solo must take center stage. So they boastfully croon, I did it my way. Well, we've all done it our way, and it's always off key and out of time. There is, however, good news, even for singers who can't hold a tune. God, through the Holy Spirit, loves to teach us to sing a new song which is in harmony with the divine melody. The Spirit doesn't always choose those who have ability. Rather, he takes tin-eared musicians and makes them part of the chorus. So Paul writes, consider your calling, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. In other words, God chose off-key voices who couldn't keep time to sing in his choir. So when we find ourselves singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord, Ephesians 5:19, then we know that we are beginning to harmonize our lives with God's symphony. This is wisdom. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you that through our baptism we are united to the beauty and wisdom of your triune melody. We ask that you would fill us anew with your Holy Spirit and teach us to sing a song that glorifies you For we ask this in the name of the divine triad, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This Lent, we are encouraged to think and pray about the things in our lives that are out of tune with the divine melody. How is the Holy Spirit inviting you to sing a new song?
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.